Hey guys, and welcome back to the Dominican Gaming 180 podcast. And with me, Brody.
You.
As y'all know, was here the last time, and the newest addition, Torres.
Your respect your mamas.
Yeah, something like that. No. I always respect your mamas, right? But yeah. Today we're gonna make a favorite game tier list of our own.
Video game draft.
Draft. My bad. Yeah. Tell them, Brody, what's going on today. Go into detail.
A 7-round draft like the NFL does. We said Torres is picking first, right?
Yeah, because Torres, he's a gamer, but he really didn't play like me and Brody did when we were growing up. So
yeah, like I gamed all my life, but never got into them kind of games like you guys play. Even though we picked some of the same ones, but
yeah, so you would get the first pick, then Dominicano, you're getting the second pick.
Yeah.
And then I get the third pick. So whoever picks last, though, picks first in the next round. So I'd pick back to back. And then Dominicano would pick after me, and then Torres, you would pick last in the second round and first in the third round. So you'd go back to back too.
Yeah. So what we have to do is also talk about the games that we picked. So you know that we actually played those games, you know, because this is not a popularity contest. This is like your favorite games. It doesn't matter if it was Anthem, you know. Everybody knows Anthem was a flop. That's why I'm saying it.
We don't talk about that game here.
I'm making a point. All right, that makes a point, don't it? So. So yeah, I mean, you know, you guys can have your own opinions, you know, leave them down in the comment section of Spotify. Yep. Which I realized that they have. I didn't know that, but they actually have a comment section.
Yo, can I say one more thing before we start?
What?
Go Steelers. All hail King Raymond James.
That's all right. It. Okay. See. Nah, see. That's another discussion for another day. All right. That's all I saw.
So do you guys, like, say if we do the draft, we can talk about it a little bit, and do you want to, like, are you guys, like, going to ask questions and, like, given, like, certain things, like, why we like it and stuff, or – you're gonna ask like certain questions, like,
I mean,
why do you like this game so much? Oh,
no, listen, you're gonna give an explanation as to why you like the game. But we can, if for example, if you played the game that I'm talking about, you can talk. You know, we can have a discussion about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's just normal. You know, don't make it too awkward.
Yep.
All right. So, with that being said, Torres, kick us off. What's your first round pick?
All right.
Team Torres, you're on the clock.
In the 2023 video game draft, Torres Jr. 716 selects NBA 2K with the first pick.
2K goes overall first pick. Overall.
Oh, that's a little too high for me, but, you know, like I said.
I just don't want to get it taken from me.
All right, so.
But man, it's just like all the games, you know, I played quite a bit of other games, but all the games, like, I you know, probably made the best memories with is definitely 2K. You know, after school, especially like on half days, you know.
Yeah.
I lived around the block from my middle school, you know, I'd walk with the buddies, go to the Pizza Hut buffet, then right from there we'd go to my house and have like a 2K tournament, you know.
I'm like, sure we've all had 2K tournaments with the boys at some point.
All the time, especially, like, you know, at the end of the week, you know, Friday. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go right to my house and get busy. Oh, yeah. But
especially the 2K13 and the 2K14 era. That's when I played the 2K.
13, I love.
That's 13 was so good.
That's the question I was going to ask you. What's your favorite one?
2K13. It's just like, you know, for one, the soundtrack was fire. Because you know how a lot of games are good, you know, them sporting games, right? And then, like, all the songs are trash. Like you're playing the game and bumping your head at the same time. You're like, oh, this is a bop,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So like, but most of all, like I love the gameplay of it. Like that was in the and that was part of the no shot meter era.
Yeah.
Too. Mm-hmm. So, and like I perfected the timing. Anyways, I'd like you know, like when you're in like in the middle of your dribble package, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, have dude leaning. And then, you know what topped it off, bro? It was so simple. The newer 2Ks made it so complicated to do things like this. You press B because I hooped on the 360. And in the middle of your freaking dribble package, you hit B, hop step, create a crazy separation. So I just pull up for, like, you know, a midi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with KD. Or I played with the Miami Heat, LeBron a lot. And it was just so OP, that move, just from hitting a simple button.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Me personally, my favorite 2K was 2K. Well, it has to be between 2K12 and 2K10. But, yeah.
2K10 was really fire, too.
Yeah.
I had that for the PSP. I remember that.
Yeah. I had it for the PS2, but, yeah, man, it was super fun.
Yeah,
or was it PS3? I think it was PS3. PS3. Yeah, my bad.
I think my favorite's got to be 14.
14?
Yeah, I like the My Career in that when LeBron tries to get you to go to South Beach in My Career.
Yeah.
The LeBron Path to Greatness, you know, like that kind of story mode. I like that. That was pretty neat.
I actually have that game in my PS4 right now.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, I more so spammed the quick games online. If I wasn't having like a 2K tournament with the boys, I'd just cook online all day.
And that was back before badges were a thing. You remember that back then they were called signature skills, and you could only have five of them.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And on top of that, you know, something that you would have thought would be normal even nowadays. You don't need the 2K servers to be on to play My Career.
Literally.
Jeez.
Literally.
But yeah, man.
I really like 2K22 as well.
Yeah, 22
last year. 22 was pretty good, but it doesn't hit like the older ones did, obviously.
Nah. The creativeness is gone nowadays.
No, well, Ronnie got his money. He doesn't care. He keeps making the same crappy game every year. He makes a crappy roster update every year. That's all it is now.
See, that's exactly why I'm getting kind of sour on sports games.
Especially they definitely weren't what they used to be.
And I love sports games my whole life.
But my
fault.
Yeah, that's really all I had to say about my pick. I pass the torch to whoever is selecting next.
Before we continue, can I make one thing clear?
Yes, go ahead.
So for example, Torres just picked 2K, so he gets 2K as a whole.
Yes,
he doesn't get just like a single game. He gets all the 2K games that ever exist.
Yeah, which if you guys want a single game draft, like we could do that also. At a later date, you know. So, which that would be a very different discussion. You know what I'm saying?
It would. Yes, it would. Yeah. Yeah, that would turn the tables crazy.
Yeah. So.
Specific games. Wait, who's selecting next?
Me,
Dominicano.
Dominicano.
Yes.
Let's go, Mangu.
With my first pick in the 2023. Podcast, no. Extravaganza, no. I got to pick Spider-Man because I mean, I have to.
The new one or Toby's?
Just Spider-Man as a whole. You know, because. Well, I'll get into like why I picked Spider-Man. Okay.
Yeah, so, if you're talking about the PS4 Spider-Man, he's a great young prospect. He just has a little more to prove.
No, I mean, listen. The reason that I picked it for the most part is because of the Tobey Spider-Man games, because that's what I grew up playing.
I remember playing the absolute crap out of Spider-Man 3 on my PS2.
And for me, it was Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that too. I had both of them.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2. I remember that was the only game my aunt ever bought me. But she made it count, because I mean I love that game to death.
Back in those days though, 3 was my favorite. For I don't even know why. But for whatever reason, 3 was my favorite back then instead of 2. So I played the crap out of 3 on the PS2 like every day. That's what I would do after school.
And Spider-Man 2, like it was so ahead of its time when it came to the web swimming.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally the mechanic that they still use nowadays. I mean, of course it's a little bit more cleaned up and you know upgraded, duh, you know, but like. That's the mechanic they use is the same, which says a lot. It's crazy, but yeah, I and talking about the newer Spider-Man games, you know, I did play the first one, and I'm working on Miles Morales also. I haven't finished Miles Morales, but I finished the first one. At least you know the base game. I'm working on the DLC on that, but it's an awesome story. You know, any person that you know calls himself a Spider-Man fan has to grab that game because it's an awesome story, and you really get invested into the story and like. It's just awesome being Spider-Man. I just had a whole bunch of fun swinging around like that. That game has a fast travel mechanic. I never use it, at all. But yeah, man, I had to get it. I know that Brody nor Torres were gonna take it first round, but you know that was just a personal choice.
Yeah, man.
But I can't. Her tingling, huh?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I can't speak on the newer Spider-Man games, but the Tobey Spider-Man games back in the day, they hit different, for real.
Yeah, and listen, I played Spider-Man games, like, all the way back when Spider-Man was on the PS1.
Yeah.
When Stan Lee did the narration for like the beginning of the game. Oh yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
That was awesome. And like that was back in the day when I still didn't have a memory card, so like I heard it almost every day. Yeah. You know, kids nowadays will never know what a memory card is, but it's okay.
Yeah, back then, yeah, they will never know the struggle. Back then, we used to get they used to sell 8 megabyte storage cards, the memory cards.
Oh, I got one.
I still got two.
and like, my big one is 16. 60 megabytes.
And that was considered big back then.
Yeah. But hey, talking about memory cards for a second. The one fun part about it was the fact that like you always wanted to see your friend's memory card because every game had an icon. when you would click on the memory card. So like it was cool because like, every icon was personal to the game. It wasn't just the
back when developers cared.
Yeah, but the little things. All right, so Brody, you want to go with your first pick?
Oh yeah, if you're done with yours.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with the third overall pick in the 2023 National Gaming Association Draft, Team Bro Dog selects Halo from Bungie Studios. Man, not the newer Halos. I'm picking this for, you know, the older Halos, Combat Evolved 2, 3, 3 ODST, and especially Reach, man. When that first came out, you know, and because that was so ahead of its time, because that was back when they introduced armor customization and all that, like the armor powers and stuff. Reach had one of the best campaigns we've seen in gaming history as well. I remember coming home playing Infected on Reach all the time and Fat Kid all the time. That was so fun with the boys back with the OG squad. 2 had a really good campaign. 3 was good. Not quite as good as 2, but it was still pretty good. And Combat Evolved, obviously, you know, there's some nitpicking about that one, but that was also the first game of the series, so you can't really complain too much about it.
Yeah.
But, man, Halo 2 and Halo Reach specifically, they were god-tier games back then.
Yeah, listen, I'm a Sony boy. I mean, I grew up Sony, you know, but... You know, I just got my first real taste of Xbox like a couple years ago. Okay, but especially Halo Reach, that definitely made waves. Like everybody was always talking about Halo Reach.
Bro, you knew it was a prequel. You knew everyone was gonna die. But bro, like you were still like shocked when they did die.
So, I mean,
Master Chief is obviously one of the, still to this day, one of the greatest gaming figures of all time.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you see that figure, like, you know, it's Halo, or if you see, like, for example, Destiny, when I first saw Destiny, I never played Halo. I played like 2 seconds of Halo, literally. When I first saw Destiny, I was like, look, a Halo ripoff. Yeah, for real.
When first-person shooter games come to mind, Halo's got to be the first thing you think of because that really revolutionized the way we look at first-person shooters nowadays.
Yeah, to me, you know, even being a you know, grown-up Sony, Halo to me is like the Star Wars of first person shooters. That's what it is.
You may have not played it, but you sure as heck heard of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For a fact. There's no way you didn't.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that theme song. Everybody knows that.
That joint's hard. It sounds like something like Undertaker would walk out to like WrestleMania or something.
Bro, not even just Reach though, like the story that the first 3 told, like 1, 2, Combat Evolved 2 and 3 was so good. Especially in 2. Like the thing about 2 that I loved was you bounce back and forth between the Arbiter and Master Chief because it followed both of their stories. So you got to play as the Covenant and the humans, which was really cool. And then you transition over to 3. You fight with the elites because they got betrayed at the end of Halo 2 because the brutes pretty much came and took their place.
Yeah, that's one good thing about the Xbox Game Pass. That I actually still have the ability to, you know, have that experience if I want to.
Not only do you get that experience, you get to play it in 4K HD pretty graphics nowadays.
for the
back
first time,
then,
right?
When
for
I played on the original Xbox, we didn't have that luxury.
for the first time, right? For the first time.
Yeah. First dude, time. Halo 2 Remastered is so beautiful. It is, man. If you ever play it, let me know. I'll play through the campaign with you, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Listen, I don't know when I'll play it, but I'll play it, and I'll be lost for a fact. I'll be lost.
It's okay. You got me on your team. It'll be all right.
Nah, but as I'm telling Torres, at least an Xbox One. He has to grab at least an Xbox One, just to have access to those games.
If I grab the Xbox One, I'm telling you, all I would play is Fight Night Champions. I know they probably have quite a bit of other games, but I would probably spam that.
You might as well just get a Series S. It's a next-gen console, and right, you pay half the price.
It has the backwards compatibility, right?
Yeah. But so if you get a Series S, you can play all four generations of Xbox games on it.
And it's like,
you know what I forgot? I used to play the Hulk game. Wasn't there a Hulk game on it was the first Xbox.
Yeah, I had a Hulk game.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I used to play that, bro.
Listen, I personally didn't own a Hulk game, but I had a friend that actually had a GameCube, and I played a Hulk game on that.
That was all, dude. I remember that. I had fun with that thing.
Yeah.
My dad had one at the original Xbox at the Eastside Y when he ran the boxing gym, and I used to. He's a planet over there.
Nah, but So I'm next, right? Or
no, I picked twice, remember?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I probably should move on because I could talk about Halo all day long. So with the first pick in the second round, Team Bro Dog will select Red Dead Redemption.
Specifically
for Red Dead Redemption 2, which I'm still salty it didn't win Game of the Year that year because it should have. But
what game did?
God of War.
Ooh, that's
Red Dead Redemption 2 to me by far is the, in terms of like story and the campaign, it tells the best story in gaming history. Yeah, and it's really not close.
Listen, I haven't finished the second one, but. I've heard the story, and like
the story and the game mechanics are just beautiful, man. Like it's the small details for me, like when I'm up in the snowy part of the map, and I walk into a tree branch with snow on it, the snow will fall off the tree branch. When I walk into a lake, I'll come out, my boots will be soaking wet. Mm-hmm. Like it's just little stuff like that. That's like wow, it's the small stuff, but it's like wow, this game was so advanced. Even nowadays, it's advanced.
No, to me, that's what gaming should be nowadays.
With all the fancy schmancy next gen consoles, yeah, these things are powerful. Some budget PCs.
That's what I'm saying. Like they praise these consoles for being so amazing, being able to perform at a high level, and yet they're not putting the effort in. Into these games, and Red Dead Redemption 2 is like the peak of what like gaming should be. You know what I'm saying? Like
I remember when Red Dead Redemption 2 was first coming out, and everyone was like, "Oh, where's John Marston? I don't want to play as anyone other than John." And then when people were finishing the campaign, they were like, "Wow, Arthur Morgan is a badass."
No, dude, you know what's crazy about that though?
This might be a hot take. I don't know. I prefer Arthur Morgan. Not gonna lie. I do.
When Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, I had no idea that franchise even existed. I was like,
really?
For real. I had never heard of Red Dead Redemption. And like, of course, in my mind, I was like. Because we all remember when Red Dead Redemption 2 was coming out, like the hype train was on.
All right. Yeah, because even the trailers looked insane.
Yeah, like they really marketed that game crazy. That's why it caught me off guard. I was like, two.
There was literally like no flaws.
about, and well, we're not going to talk about online because the developers don't care about that game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because it's one of the best games of all time. Even to this, I would argue it's a top 10 game of all time.
It's not as marketable as GTA when it comes to online.
Well, that's because Rockstar doesn't put as much effort into it. Yep. If they actually put the effort into it, who knows?
Right. Yeah, we'll see when GTA 6 comes out. Might be another decade. I have a feeling. It's just been so long since they made, Grand Theft Auto.
Since 2013, yeah.
Yeah, so like when they come out with a new one, it has to be like crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. I remember when that one two came out, I was like, if there's a two, I'm the type of person that can't play the second game without playing the first one, you know.
Do you plan on? Well, the second one's a prequel, so it'd probably make more sense if you played that one first.
Yeah, I've actually played more of the second one than I did the first one.
But, so you played the? Do you care if I like tell you what happens at the end then, or
no,
experience that for yourself?
No, because they've told me before. I just keep forgetting, and that's why, like, you know,
bro,
on purpose, of course.
So you remember? Did you ever get to the part where Arthur gets tuberculosis?
Yeah.
When he dies at the end of the game, it really felt like I lost a family member. For real, dude, it was sad. It was depressing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that kind of goes with like the whole, Cowboy West kind of story. Because I mean, my grandfather, he used to watch a whole bunch of like Bonanza. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was no story without death.
Yeah. Yeah, for real, man.
You know, so like,
but just seeing the downfall of the gang, Micah getting into Dutch's head a lot. You know, just seeing it fall apart. I mean, it sucks. It sucks to see. It's depressing, but the way it happens and the way that whole story unfolds is just beautiful. It's the best story I think in gaming history, in my personal opinion.
It could be.
In my personal opinion, it is.
Because I mean, like I said, I haven't played through it all, but every person I talked to about it, I was It was like they had just seen the greatest movie of all time.
All the cutscenes even are beautiful.
Yeah,
it looked like a movie during the cutscenes.
Yep. And to me, early on, what really stuck out to me was because like they had told me that that the game really shined in like the little details. The thing that really stuck out to me when I first started playing, that entrance to like the game, the beginning of the game where you
you're escaping Blackwater in the snow.
Yeah. So and then you go into that lady's cabin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like after that, you're over here trying to get the horse or whatever, and like I took off the hat, the cowboy hat or whatever, mm-hmm. and it fell to the ground, and like I didn't magically get it back when I got on the horse or anything like that. I had to grab it for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like that to me is like the little details. Yeah.
If I go get in a fight with a bear and it claws me in the back, like you can see the big old claw marks in my back.
Yeah, man. It's not like GTA. Yeah, so I mean,
the jokes that Arthur cracks too are hilarious.
Yes.
When when Lenny says that Micah's in a sheriff and Strawberry, and there's talks of hanging him. Arthur just goes, Arthur just says, my ears open.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, Red Dead Redemption 2 is
top 10 video game of all time.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe top 5.
But also nowadays should be what we expect from gaming. But
Rockstar, they knew what they were doing when it came to Red Dead 2.
Yeah, see, which makes me curious to see what they would do with a GTA 6. But, you know, like Tora said, I mean, it might be another 20, 30 years before we see that.
I think my grandkids will be lucky to play that game. At this rate, man, for real.
No, and the thing is, like, when I mean, you know what? I'm going to save it for because I know somebody's going to pick GTA, so. So yeah, I'm gonna say it for when that gets picked. Okay?
Well, all right. Well, I think I'm done with my spiel. I could talk about that game all night long too. So,
so who's next? Me.
You.
Ooh.
Second pick in the second round.
See, my subscribers are gonna kill me for this pick because I do have a YouTube channel. And you know, by the same name of the podcast, but I'm not gonna pick this pick. I'm gonna go ahead and pick Metal Gear.
Really?
Yes, Metal Gear.
Solid, like the Solid Snake Metal Gear.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I remember playing those? Older ones.
What did you just say?
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
The heck is that?
You don't remember Solid Snake?
You don't. Never heard of that.
Oh man!
Listen, bro. Okay, from what I've heard, that they're gonna make a remaster of like the first three, right?
I think so.
So I mean, so if that ever does come out, Torres, you gotta buy that, bro.
You said Solid Snake.
That's the character. The game itself is called Metal Gear.
Yeah, like dude, that whole franchise.
What kind of game is it?
It's like pretty much like stealth games.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's kind of like, let me see.
Stealth game, what's that?
It's kind of like Assassin's Creed and
Okay, I understand now.
Kind of like that type of game. Kind of.
Okay. I mean, I have somewhat of an idea now.
But it's more like army based, mm-hmm.
It's Assassin's Creed with modern weapons.
Yes,
basically.
There you go. But yeah, man, like that. Especially two goes hard.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Like, well, Rattlesnake two.
No, listen, bro. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that those games are also on the PS Premium.
Is that like an underground game, like not so much mainstream or something?
Oh no, nah. See, it's lost Steam because its last couple entries were underwhelming, and the very last one that even carried that name was an abomination to the Metal Gear franchise. Let alone the fact that Konami let go of the lead designer.
Yeah.
which was the stupidest thing that they could have ever done.
Pulling a Sony on that one.
So, and the dude's literally a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you gonna let? How are you gonna let that happen? Like, come on now. It makes no sense. Like literally, the dude won an award, but was not able to be there. He won an award for a game. He was not able to be there.
crazy, man.
But yeah, but at its peak, that Metal Gear franchise was probably
at the time it was one of the better known franchises.
Yeah, and at one point it was number one.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't escape, you know, seeing Konami, over here with the awards.
Tsunami.
Konami.
Yeah, that was the developer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lead designer was what was his name? Dude, he has a cool name.
I want to be ninja.
Pretty much are a ninja.
No, for real. I don't know how much you would enjoy it, but I feel like anybody that enjoys any type of stealth army game would love it. But yeah,
nice.
Yeah, dude, it's legendary. It really Ooh,
I get two. Do I get two picks in a row?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, the dude was Hiro Kushima. That was the one dude that I believe that was his name. But yeah, so man, but it's really sad that they really parted ways like that. So I hope that they're able to really come back with the remake, and with the modern controls and the graphics, ooh, that game, those games are gonna look beautiful. for real. But that's enough of me.
Day off the weed.
Okay, Stephen A.
Yeah. All right. So who's next?
Torres is next. He picks twice.
All right.
So this is the second round, right?
Yep. Last pick of the second round.
So with the last pick of the second round of the 2023 video game draft, Torres Jr. 716 selects Fight Night.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
Oh man, Fight Night, my heart and soul. Where do I begin, man? Whoa,
I'm surprised you didn't take that first overall.
So yeah, so I just didn't want like 2K to get took. But even though I kind of like, I honestly like Fight Night more than 2K, but I just don't want 2K to get took, because I know if I did that, I'm like, I know for sure someone's not gonna take, you know, Fight Night, you know, after I say that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I feel like it'd be more dangerous me picking that, and then someone jumps in and picks 2K.
All right, it's fine. So why you pick Fight Night?
So why do I pick Fight Night, man? That's like my favorite game ever, bro. Like, oh my god. So like, obviously, Fight Night, Fight Night round 2, round 3, all great games. Played on the PS2 and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite, obviously, Champions is the best one. More importantly, they bodied the story mode on that. Oh my god, bodied, yeah. Man. They did. We did. Oh, one sec.
Yeah,
I can't really speak about Fight Night.
I
never played it.
They haven't. Oh yeah, but Brody, you got an Xbox. You can play Champions.
Oh, that is on Game Pass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Brody. I would mess around with him, play, man. It was like that game was so far ahead of its time. Just like the graphics and the gameplay, you know, unlike other fighting games or whatever, maybe like it was not robotic whatsoever. The punches were so fluid and stuff. Like as you punched your analog stick, it was just an amazing game, way ahead of its time.
And that game came out all the way in 2011, if I'm not mistaken. And they still haven't
made another one. Yeah, it's been over a decade. Dude, like, it's way ahead of its time. You can agree, right, Dominicano?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty much like the holy grail of all fighting games that ever exist.
Well, at least boxing games, for sure.
Oh, boxing game, 100%. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of other fighting games, right? Like Mortal Kombat and stuff, but...
I meant, like, UFC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Light years better than UFC. I think so.
Yeah.
Light years. Yeah. And this is the story mode, like... Especially, like, I loved, like, dude, it got me actually pissed off, like, I was in the game, like, when Isaac Frost knocked out Bishop's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to freaking whoop your ass, son. You want to freaking knock out my little brother like that? Bet.
No, I'm gonna knock you out. I got salty when this dude got framed because he wouldn't throw the fight.
Yeah.
He got framed by two cops.
Yeah, and I love the part where you boxed in jail with like the you just wrapped your hands and it was like bare knuckle fighting in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome, man. And dude, oh my god, let me tell you, bro. I'm not sure if there's another moment in gaming that'll have you stressed out like when you had to fight Isaac Frost. When I first started playing that game, bro, it took me so many dang tries to beat him, bro.
Oh, dude, like, because listen, I played it a few times, you know, not now that, you know, I have an Xbox, and bro, I remember the first time I did it, no problem, you know, the second time I went through it, bro, I stayed in the same spot for like. A good half an hour, 45 minutes, because I was like, and then I was like, bro, how did I do it last time?
No, for real, like, that thing was so complicated, like, when you, like, oh my god, oh man,
because
he has power, that dude has power like no other, the hottest puncher on the planet.
Yeah, because for those that don't know, you know, you know how usually, you know, the fighter. He's either strong or fast, and if he's strong, he's usually like, you know, his arm reaches ain't that great, you know, like usually the best overall boxer in the game is Muhammad Ali, but this dude was like
mopped the floor with Muhammad Ali, bro.
This dude was six seven, you know, over here, and you know he had the world's quickest hands.
Yeah, he had the speed of Manny Pacquiao and the punch of Deontay Wilder.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. And he had John Jones' reach. His reach was like freaking almost 90 inches, I bet.
Yeah, or for those that don't know, like the power of Mike Tyson. All right, okay, I'm just telling you right now.
For real, oh my god, that's a Caucasian giant version of Mike Tyson. That's what he is. But man, dude, yeah, Brody, if I were you, man, you got an Xbox, you're an Xbox boy. I would definitely try that game out. It's like, at least do the story mode.
Yeah,
at least do
the story mode, Brody. At the very
least. Story mode's the best thing about that game.
And I'm pretty sure that the Fight Night's like six gigabytes. So
yeah, bro.
Nothing nowadays.
Yeah, Brody.
Like, try that for me. That's my one favor I ask. Like, just so you can just know.
Right.
It's probably my favorite story in the game of all time. Just because, I mean, obviously, we all have our favorites, but you know, I love the game and like it was just awesome. You gotta experience it.
Word.
Shout out to Xbox for a second, because they've actually cut the game up. And the online servers are still up too.
Oh, yeah! I'm gonna have to go to freaking Gamer Saving tomorrow. For real, put that thing right on my credit card. Swipe.
I mean the Series S. I mean if you're really gonna get one, make sure you get the right one. Because I mean,
yeah, you probably don't need a Series X like I got. You'd probably be fine with just a Series S. That's yeah,
well, something a little more basic.
Yeah, Brody, make sure that he gets like, you know, the actual PS5 version of the Xbox, because you know how you can get confused if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, the Series S and the Series X, I mean, the only difference is. One has a disk drive and the other doesn't.
Yeah, so listen, don't get an Xbox One. Get a Series S. A Series S. Okay? It's I think it's what, $300?
Yep. Yeah. So you're pretty much paying half the price for a next gen console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right. Well, Torres, you picked twice in a row, so you got the first pick in the third round if you're done. Anyway.
Oh, I'm gonna pick this game. I don't know if anybody will hate me for it.
What?
So with the second pick in the third round, right?
First pick in the third round.
First pick in the third round?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me, Torres Jr., 716 Selects. Grand Theft Auto.
Damn it!
My bad, I'm sorry.
Dave! Crap!
That's fine.
Brody, what'd I say?
I didn't mean to cause any havoc.
Dominicano, I blame you. Why'd you have to bring up Grand Theft Auto when we was talking about Red Dead, bro?
Listen, I'm not the only one.
It got me thinking. I'm like, wait.
I'm not the only one that talked about Grand Theft Auto. Don't put this on me. Yo,
it's not you. I'm blaming you.
Hey, listeners, check Brody on this, okay? Tell us who brought up Grand Theft Auto first.
Out of
the three of us, it was not me.
You did it before me. I brought that up last.
I guarantee you it wasn't me. But we'll see what the listeners have to say.
Where did I start with Grand Theft Auto, man? Like, I had
Grand Theft Auto hasn't missed yet.
Yeah, man. Like, oh my goodness. You know, Grand Theft Auto. It's hard for me to pick a favorite one because, like, I played the one I played quite a bit. I remember too. Mm-hmm. Was Vice City.
Oh yeah,
Vice City was awesome. Oh. The dude had the hard freaking Florida shirt on too.
Vice City and San Andreas were.
And it's just like obviously you couldn't flip your car in that one. So it's like when your car was burning, you gotta get out before you die.
Five is the only one that does that though, right? Because you couldn't flip your car over in four either, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, listen. For me personally, I actually remember the very first one that was on consoles and the third one.
Three, right?
Yeah, me too. And the final three definitely.
I had three for the PS2.
I loved four with Nico. Right? Four was fun. I loved that one. Just because, like, I think it was cool too. Like, they literally had a.
I actually played four because four. I actually played four a lot. I mean, I actually played four because of the fact that I had PS Premium for a little bit, and they actually have it on there.
Yeah, but the thing that was cool, like, about four, like, that really stood out to me because, you know, hence why, I love Fight Night, and I thought it was so cool how you could, like, underground cage fight in it. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was cool, right? Like a little fight club. I'd be knocking niggas out crazy. Boop, you get a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
But it was cool because in Liberty City, it was pretty much New York
Liberty City.
I
used to play them in PSP.
It was,
yep.
Well, Liberty City is where 4 is based in.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much New York City. But it was cool that you could travel to like three different islands too. That was pretty neat.
Oh, yep. I forgot about that. Yep. Oh,
and then GTA 5, man. I remember when that first came out in 2013.
Yes.
Ooh, let me tell you, that story mode's pretty cool, though, too.
Yeah, man. Just being able to switch between three characters, being able to set up, like, your own heist and the way you're going to do it. You know, I remember being so excited about that when that game was first coming out.
I kind of messed with Trevor, but that dude was a scuzzball, bro. Cockroaches all his parents and
shit. Trevor's funny rusty, though, man.
His dirty ass rusty truck.
I mean, listen.
No, he was funny though.
Listen, funny. What
kind of fucking animal do you take me for? No, I didn't kill him.
I
did kidnap his wife.
Hey, listen. When Franklin